try to get the mind of God, try to figure out. I just been felt like honestly I might preach as soon as I got here this morning. It just felt like the Holy Ghost just said, wait. Just wait. And then I thought I might preach there just a little bit ago, and I felt the Holy Ghost say, wait. And I'm not, listen, to be obedient is important in the house of God. And you can either help or you can hinder what the Lord's doing. I don't need gents back there. Y'all come on out here. I don't need no men back there watching the door. Just stay in here with me tonight. I was thinking while Brother Jordan got to testify, and that's the Lord said, now it's time to preach, and I'm going to do the best I can. 2 Kings chapter number 3. 2 Kings chapter number 3. You find that place, you stand with us. And I got a little bit of reading, and you just tend to it, and we'll try to mind the Lord the best I can. You pray real good, the Holy Ghost would help us, and I want to do just that. 2 Kings chapter number 3. The Bible says this in verse number 5, says, but it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time, and he numbered all Israel. Verse 7 says, he went and he sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? He said, I'll go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. He said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. I want you to notice those three kings that was together there. King of Israel, the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. And they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host, for the cattle that followed them. Bible says, and the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. I like verse 11 real good, and you just bear with me. I'm going to read two more verses, and maybe three, and then I'm going to preach. The Bible says this. He said, but Jehoshaphat said in verse 11, said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? One of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. Notice verse 16, the Bible says, this is Elisha speaking. He said, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink both ye and your cattle and your beasts. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again, God, for already meeting with us this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the good presence of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for every song that was sung. Thank you, God, for every testimony given. And Father, I pray for a few minutes of time this morning, and God, that you'd anoint the message and the messenger. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to preach through the ailments of our flesh. But God, I pray more than that, that you'd touch us, God, with the sweet presence of God. And Father, I pray that, Lord Jesus, that you'd help, that the words of God would make a clear sound this morning, and God, that you'd deal in the hearts of your people. And Father, I pray if there be somebody here that does not know you in the free pardon of sin, and may this be the day, Christ, that they turn their eyes to Calvary, and before it's everlasting too late. And God, I need you in more ways that I could ever count. And I pray that, Father, this would be the day that you let me to say the best thing that I ever have said. And Father, about you, Lord, I love you today. I bless your high and holy name, for it's in Christ's name I humbly beg and ask all these favors. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to call your attention to maybe setting the scene for you here. King Ahab is dead. That wicked king of Israel that my friend that was the Baal worshiper and brought all the false idolatry into the nation of Israel. He's dead, and thank God for it. And God's going to move on and deal with his people. But then we find he's got a son, and his son's name's Jehoram, and he's just as wicked, maybe not hardly, but just about as wicked as his dad was, Ahab. And the Moabites, notice this verse in verse 5, it says, and Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. Moab had been subdued, but now it has rebelled. Let me go on record of saying this to you, friend. There are some fights that you are going to have to fight until the day of your death. Amen. Hey, some folks that you have to bear in mind, you're never going to have a complete victory over your flesh. Amen. Oh, there may be a day you get something subdued. That may be a day that some of it seems like that you've got victory over it. But rest assured of this morning, you will have to fight that fight again. Amen. There's some fights, friend, that you're going to have to fight over and over and over again. And we find that in this text that they had rebelled. And I want you to notice what happens. I've got to lay this foundation for you to appreciate what God's done. In this text, we find that the king of Israel, who had a dad who did not serve God, he didn't know what else to do. And so he calls the king of Judah, and he calls the king of Edom. And really, they ought not, neither one of them helped him. I want to say this to you today. Hey, you better be real careful how you try to fight the fights that you're fighting. Amen. I better be real careful, friend, how you go after and how you go about trying to win wars that are wars that have to be fought spiritually. Amen. And we've got folks that all around, and we're trying to use carnal means to fight a spiritual war and trying to figure out why we never got victory. Amen. And so you find in this text that what transpires is that they go and they get these three men, and they go try to figure out their own way. But before very long, notice the text says this. They said, we're going to fetch us a compass of a 7 days journey. In other words, friend, they said, this is what we'll do. And we're just going to go walk around for 7 days. And what they figured out pretty quick is that their strategy was an error. In other words, thank God, because they didn't ask God about nothing, they figured out pretty quick that what they was going to do was going to fail. Amen. You can't never listen, friend. You can't never go forward in this Christian life without the guidance of God. Amen. God don't operate on how you feel. God don't operate on what you think. God don't even ask us what we feel about it. And so we find their strategy was an error. And because they was going down a strategy that was an error, it was not too long until they found out their supplies were empty. And notice the Bible says that there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And now look up here at me, everybody. I'm going to help you right here. If you go try to live this life your own way, and you're going to figure out that your strategy's wrong, and you're going to be left empty. Amen. I don't know how else to say it. I wish there's a better place. But what you find is their supplies was gone. And then we notice that their strength had been exhausted. And they lost all their strength they was going to have trying to chase around a plan that was not God's plan. Y'all listen to me this morning. I want to say this. I want you to hear me very plainly. You set your own plan for your own life, and then you're going to spin your own wheels trying to accomplish a plan that's going to leave you empty. Amen. But oh, thank God for the good grace of God and for being able to serve him on this side. And so what you find in this text, as they finally get to a place that even the heathen know, this ain't working no more. Amen. Have you ever been to that place in your life where, friend, you finally got to the place where you said, what I'm a doing, it just ain't working no more. Amen.
I mean, I find that these folks that are both saved and lost alike, have they come to that place where when they begin to look around, have they see they've been doing the same thing and another the same way, and that they're just empty, amen. And so then we find the Lord. And finally they come to the knowledge, and then somebody says, is they not anybody around here, thank God, that knows something about God? And we've already asked everybody else, and everybody else seem like that they ain't got no answer. We've been wandering around, and we ain't getting nowhere. We ain't figuring nothing out. And we're empty. Our strength is gone. And say not nobody around here that knows something about the Lord. And well, thanks be unto God. Amen. And surprise, surprise, surprise. And there was somebody there and that knew something about God. And his name was Elisha. He didn't know just a little bit about him. And thank God he knew him real good. Amen. I want to say this, friend, and I want you to hear me today. And we don't have no Elisha prophets anymore, but we still got the God of Elisha. And we may not have no Elijahs, but we've got the God of Elijah. And we've got the words that they've got. And I want to thank God for it. And so they get in that place and they say, what's the word from God? And the Lord says, this is what he said. I want to read this to you just so you get it real good. And this is how he said it in verse 16. He said, and he said, thus saith Oprah. Amen. And that's not how it reads, is it? He said, thus saith the preacher. And that's not how it reads, is it? He said, thus saith the Lord, and make the valley full of ditches. Amen. If God had helped me today, I want to preach on this subject. I'd like to have a church full of PhDs. Amen. I'd like to have a church full of PhDs. And there's a lot of folks that are after the PhD. Some of you obviously don't know what that is, but it's a post-hole digger. Amen. And so thank God, let me say this. In our day when we're trying to figure out how to get smarter and how to get closer, I love what Elijah says. Elisha rather says, he says, you ain't got no water. God could have done a bunch of things, Samuel. God could have said, right over there's a well. He's the one that made the wells, amen. He's the one that put the wells in the ground. If God wanted them to get easy water, he could have said, right yonder, he is a well. I thought about Brother Jones. If God had wanted to help him and make it easy, he could have said, get your garments out, I'm going to send a rain. Amen. And God controls the rain. And I'm glad to report to you today, if he wanted it to rain 8 inches on him that day, it would have rained 8 inches on him and wouldn't have exhausted heaven none. And God could have supplied. I'll tell you what I seen God do one time, and by the eye of faith. I read about it over in the book of Judges. And whenever a feller fought with the jawbone of an ass, and he slew thousands upon thousands, and he got thirsty, and God didn't send him down to a well. And God didn't send him, bring him on up here, Tony, I'll take him, praise God. And God didn't send him down to a well. I'm just now getting to that part, amen. And God didn't send him down to a well. And God didn't send Samson out of where they was some rain coming down from heaven. But they was a jawbone of an ass. And the God supplied his thirst through that. I'm saying this to you today, friend. And God's not God. Any shortage of means whereby he can provide for his people. But there has to be a need. There has to be a reason. And why God said, go make that valley full of ditches. And we need a church full of post hole diggers. Amen. Oh, listen, thank God. I want to say this as you just pay attention real close this morning. I got to thinking about everything that he put in the Word of God. There is a word here that you find like this. There's a word that's declared. He said, go make the valley full of ditches. And my dad wanted to make sure that I was intimately acquainted with a post-hole digger. when I was a young feller. And I'll tell you how I like to do it usually. I'd like to get it to where I just got enough of it to have a little hole dug. And I'd say, is that good? And it'd say, no, go deeper. And then I'd dig some more. And I'd get about that further deeper. And I'd look back to my dad. And I'd say, is that good enough? And he'd say, go deeper. And I'd try to water that hole out. And then finally, I'd say, is that enough? He'd say, son, you just dig until I say stop digging. Amen. Oh, listen. And they get in this valley and they ain't got nothing. I'll give you three things. And then he shows us right here. At number one, they was in a valley. But God said you need to make the hole deeper. Amen. I mean, you're already in a valley. Y'all listen to me, dear God. You're already in a valley. You say, God, we are low enough. But God says, oh no, you ain't got near low enough. Just yet, make it deeper. I'll tell you the last thing I want to do when I'm in a valley is go any lower. Amen. But sometimes it's necessary for us to get lower in order for God to help us get higher. Amen. Oh, thank God. They say, get down. Get down and make it. I notice he didn't just say, and make you one hole. He didn't say, make you one row. And thank God he said, and make this whole valley full of ditches. I'll tell you what I think happened. And now you understand, and they didn't have no post hole diggers. And they wasn't going to dig. And they were going to fight. Amen. But oh, listen, as they start out, and they've got swords and shields, and they've got heads. And God said, if y'all want some help, you need to make that valley full of ditches. I believe they start taking their swords. They start scraping down some ground. They maybe looked over at old Jehoshaphat. They said, does that hole look deep enough? They'd say, you better make her deeper. Amen. You better make her deeper. And you say, preacher, what are you getting at? In our age in America today, and I'm afraid even in our very church, there's a lot of folks got a superficial religion and relationship with the Holy God. It's a surface level. But my friend, thank God, it needs to go deeper. Amen. It needs to go deeper. And we've got folks all around our church. And thank God, listen. And they're trying to figure out. I like old Scotty's. It's a Scotty's prayer right here. It's got you a little number on the side. It says this is how deep that you ought to go. Amen. And now if I were to ask you today, I'm not asking you, but if I were to ask you, I'd say, I wonder how deep. And thank God you've ever been in that Bible. And boy, if we were to measure that thing. And now I'm not asking you, but if I were to ask you, amen. And thank God, I wonder just how deep we've ever dug down in that thing. I thought, listen, this is for somebody that intends to go deep. And I don't know whose these are. But oh, thank God. And they've got numbers plumb up to the top of it, amen. Oh, listen, friend. I got to think it. And the first thing you need to do is he said you're going to have to make your valley deeper. But then I thought about this. These men have been going for 7 days. And for 7 days, have they not had no water? You know what I know about men 7 days with no water? I know they're weak. Amen. And instead of God giving them something easy, he says, I want you to get weaker. Amen. And Lord, listen. Now I know there's probably some of you ain't never operated in one of these. And they don't come with a kickstand. Amen. And they ain't got an electric choke on them. And you can't turn a key and push a button, amen, and get these things a-going. And they call those augers. And we couldn't afford no auger. And we had post-hole diggers, amen. And the soul, thank God. Listen, I like these nice ones too. I mean, these are nice. I got to look at that right here is about what the ones I had. Every time you'd get one, it'd put a blister, a splinter, and everything else on you. Amen. How could I tell you though, thank God, how you can look at this one right here and you can tell there's been a many a holes that's been dug with this one right here. Amen. Unless I'm going to get there, you just hang tight. I'm saying this, friend, and the word of God was declared, and they had to go deeper, and then we find the word of God that was declared. If they're going to get anywhere with God, and they're going to have to get weaker. I want you to listen to me. I hope God will help us this morning. Hey, you know why some folks ain't never got no help from God? It's your way too strong not to ever get that way. I'm going to say something. I want you to listen to me. And I'm preaching. You can take or leave it. Yeah, but while I'm standing here, I'm preaching. Amen. Hey, you know what's happened to us a lot in the house of God? As we're way too self-reliant. And we don't think we need anything. We don't think we need nobody. And my friend, oh, listen. And you say, preacher, how do you know that? And the old altars that used to be full. And because folks only had one hope. We used to sing that song, and it's a good one. And where could I go but to the Lord? And to thank God, what a good place to go. But friend, you ever start getting too strong and you're in trouble, amen. Yes, oh yes, oh God. I want them to get weaker. And God wanted them to go deeper. I will say this about it. And God wanted them to depend more fully. And God said, make his thing full of ditches. And make his thing full of ditches. I'll tell you this, last time I checked, there's no ladies in the army. Everybody look up here at me. Y'all looking at me real good. I'm talking to the men right here. And the men, that was who was in the army. It was not the ladies' responsibility to dig ditches. Amen. Oh, I liked what Brother Jordan said. And Brother Jordan said, I was digging them. And then my wife came to help me. And to thank God for it. But it's not the ladies' responsibility. Look here, let me say this. If you ever come to my house and I'm sitting there sipping sweet tea and my wife has got some post hole diggers, and go get some men of the church and come thrash me. I'm in desperate need of it, amen. Oh, yes. Everybody agree with that? Yes, let me run that by you. Does that sound right, men? Amen. All the men look up here at me. Does that sound right? Amen. Oh, listen, if you come by, if I come by Nathaniel's house, if I come by and Pam's out there and she's doing it, and Creston Burke, he's a surfing on Facebook, there's a problem. Amen. If I go to Zach's house and Katrina's out there and sweats a rose, and he's playing a video game. There's a problem there. And you say, preacher, don't we all think that's right? Amen. Don't all the men think that's right? And don't we all say that's right? And then somebody needs to help me understand why, when it comes to the house of God, that the folks digging ditches, that seems to be the ladies and not the men. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Oh, listen, why it seems to me that thank God that most of the time the folks trying to get hooked up and the folks trying to get hooked in are the women and not the men. Dear God, what happened to all that? Amen. I had a second ago. It's still right. It's still right. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, listen, they ought not be. If it comes time, y'all, now listen, some of you ain't going to like it, and I'm preaching it anyhow. It makes little difference to me. But if you come at the 7:38 at Toomey Falls Road, and it's my wife who's got to get my boys up and get everybody and take them to the house of God while I lay in the bed, somebody needs to come to my house and shake me real good and say, have you lost your mind? Amen. Oh, I know we was doing good till right then, wasn't we? Amen. I'm not sure, thank God. I'm not sure what happened. I'm saying this, I'd like to have a church and full of PhDs. In order to get a PhD, and you got to get out of elementary school. And you got to graduate from kindergarten. Amen. Thank God. And you've got to go through high school. And you've got to go through college. And then you get a PhD. And you got to be way up high. And to have a PhD. Amen. I'm talking about, thank God, listen. And some of you ain't getting, some of you's done mad. Amen. And that's all right either way. I'm saying this, if you're going to figure out how to dig some holes, how, listen, you're going to have to dig like your life's depending on it. How kind of it is. Hey, some folks never graduated high enough had to see the need as men to dig holes. And could I tell you this? Listen, my friend, if you want your family to drink, hey, you better figure out how to dig a hole. Amen. And so I find the word of God's declared. And then I find the word of God demanded. Is that all right? And some of them, thank God. I think, look here. Some folks walked in the house of God. Hey, saw post hole diggers. That's as close as they've been to work in 10 years. And that's ready to go back home. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, it'd be good. All I'm saying is this. And when you come by the house of God, it'd be real good if there wasn't just one or two rows where there's fresh water flowing. But it'd be a blessing, thank God, for there to be a hole in every pew and in every place where somebody could come down and get them a fresh drink of the God of heaven. I mean, listen, honestly, I don't know, and I wonder sometimes. Brother Eric, I wonder sometimes. Elijah, I wonder. And sometimes what it's going to take for some folks to get in on it. I mean, God falls. Heaven comes by. And listen, the sweet Spirit of God passes through. And they sit there unmoved and unchanged. And I say, God, what more is there to do? And what more can we do? And the answer's this. Just keep digging, amen. Oh, listen to me, dear friend. I want to say this, thank God. When you look in this text, what you find. Now I'm in 2 Kings chapter 3. And I understand we started early. I just started when I felt like the Lord said go. I want to help some of you right here. Because this is what the Lord said. And you say, how do you know it? Because he said it. He said for thus, verse 17. He said for thus, as saith the Lord, you shall hear no wind. Amen. You shall see no wind. And so what it said. And I thought, listen, has somebody here knew? I don't know who these are. But you know what they knew when they came here? They knew there's going to be more than one. And so they marked theirs. Amen. And they brought them to the house of God. And I'm assuming they had two when they got here. And could I tell you this, dear friend? I want you to listen. Whoever these two are, boy, you get down there and get to digging. And dig, and whether you feel like it or not. And God told him, he said, go make it a valley full of ditches. And this is what he said. Hey, you're going to see no wind. That means they ain't going to feel nothing. But feeling something ain't got a thing to do with whether we dig ditches or not. And can I say this? It's not, listen, Joe. There's not been one time in my life that I've ever dug a ditch. And I thought, boy, ain't this fun. Amen. Not one time. Now, you may love it. I don't know. If you do, there's something wrong probably with how God wired you up. But I ain't never dug a hole. And I thought, man, I'm having a good time now. But I'm going to tell you, friend, I've sure reaped the benefits of some of those holes that have been dug. Amen. I want you to listen just to keep digging whether you feel something or whether you don't. As a matter of fact, God said you ain't going to feel not one thing. Amen. But just keep digging. And you say, preacher, I ain't got no post hole diggers. And these right here's buried. Amen. And they didn't belong to the feller who came. But But he said, if there's holes to be dug, I bet I got a neighbor who knows how to lend them to me. Amen. I thought, man, these right here is niceties too. Praise God. These might end up in the back of a Kevin's Toyota Tundra. Amen. I'm saying this to you. Hey, some of these blades right here, they're brand fired new. Hey, you can tell they ain't touched much dirt. But somebody's got to start somewhere. Hey, you say, preacher, I never have dug before. I'm saying this. Hey, you got to start somewhere. Thank God. I thought about Joe Robbins. He gave us a crash course on an expertise in how to dig a hole. And I thought, thank God. Hey, some folks know how to dig a hole. I'd say whoever's got this one, if you can see those handles, have their wore slap thin up at the top. They've been digging a lot of holes. And we've got folks around here that know how to dig a hole. Amen. And you ought to ask for them how to help go about digging a hole for your own family. And you say, preacher, I don't understand what a hole's got to do with anything. Ain't got to do with nothing. I'm talking about figuring out in your heart how to get in that book, how to get on that altar, and how to dig something out for your family. Amen. Oh, listen. I'm telling you, thank God you ought to dig whether you feel anything or not. Said, I don't feel like digging. Christ didn't feel like going to the cross, but he went anyhow. Thank God. Listen, there's times, I'm probably going to get in trouble today, but I'm going to preach anyhow while I'm here, all right? I thought about those times. Those times, Joshua, he'll get up here and you'll be a digging something out. I mean, boy, he's a digging it out. He's a dumping her out on us. And to thank God, he's a digging for all he's worth. And instead of somebody saying, man, thank God that's good right there, hey, just stare at him instead of coming up and trying to help him. Could I tell you this, thank God. Listen, Brother Jerry Jones told me he's about to leave. I can't leave him with him. But I'm telling you this. If you see somebody and they're digging out something real good and it's helping you and your family, I've always taught this. If I ain't working, I can at least go get them a glass of water and cool their thirst while they are. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, and stand in our churches and in America, somebody digging something out. And we trying to find fault with him getting his words mixed up. Brother Matt, quoting the wrong passage, saying the wrong name. And we miss out at the fact he's trying to dig a hole. Amen. And we've got Sunday school teachers in Hannah, and Callie and Casey and Jessica and Allison and Scotty Ray and listen, and Haley, and I want to say this to you, just keep digging your hole. Thank God you may not feel nothing. Hey, maybe days the wind ain't blowing. Thank God. Now listen, these folks today, and they tell me this, and I only halfway believe them, but they tell it to me anyhow. Hey, say, preacher, I'm not loud. I don't like to say loud things in church. Well, you can smile, thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You nod your head, amen. How you can raise a hand, thank God. How you can let somebody know. How you say, I'll do it when God says, he done did, amen. You woke up late, and God already did. Say, everything that hath breath, and praise ye the Lord. In Nehemiah chapter 8, and they read the Bible, and the whole congregation said, amen, amen, thank God. I'm telling you, listen, and dig a hole whether you feel like it. He said, you'll see no rain. But then notice what he said, no wind. He said, you'll see no rain. And dig whether you feel like it. And dig whether you feel anything or not. And dig whether you see anything or not. I mean, listen, could I tell you this? Don't nobody get too excited. This is the worst possible strategy to try to win a war as far as man's concerned. They're out of water. They're out of strength. They're out of help. The enemy's crushing on. And when they ask Justin Compton, when they ask word from the Lord, the Lord said, go make a ditch. I never read that in a book anywhere. I never read where that makes sense. Go dig a ditch. And I'm sure there's some. Hey, had to be some Baptist grumblers. And they said, what kind of sense does this make? And one fella just had to probably look over and say, I don't know. But God's never failed us yet. And if God said dig a ditch, I'd just go dig a ditch. And probably the next fella said, hey, boy, I'm getting tired. He said, I know you are. Hey, but maybe somebody could help you. I hadn't thought about this. Hey, Brother Jordan, I'm telling you, that testimony helped me. I looked at this little prayer here. I don't know whose prayer this is, but I imagine it'd fit the hands of a kid real good. Oh, thank God. Maybe they can't move the kind of dirt. I don't expect Grayson to move the kind of dirt you can, Donnie. But oh, thank God. You know, one of the great joys of being a dad is when you're out there doing something, usually when they're little, not so much when they're teenagers. Amen. Amen, preacher. Amen. That boy, when they're little, whatever dads are doing, here comes the little boys. Hey, say, Dad, I'd like to try it too. How could I tell you, thank God, how what I'm trying to help you understand is it'd be real good to have a whole church. I ain't much good at nothing. I can deal a few drugs. I can drive a little fast. That's about all I'm good for. But while I'm standing up here preaching, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm trying to dig a ditch. I may not never look up here at me. I'll probably never teach my boys how to go in and overhaul a 350 inch it. But I sure enough have taken my Bible and showed them how to get the context of what God's saying, how to figure out how to apply that to their life. I'm telling you, thank God, and dig a ditch, amen. Amen. You dig it whether you feel like it or not. Whether you see anything, you dig. Whether you feel anything, could I tell you this? You dig. Thank God. Whether you know anything, amen. Amen. Said preacher, it's digging a ditch business. This don't even make good sense. Said I wonder what God's doing. I don't have to figure out what God's doing. I just got to do what God said to do. Listen. Look up here at me. Here's what I'm trying to say. I leave the supernatural part up to God. And you just dig a ditch, amen. Oh, thank God. I'm glad Ty ain't got to figure it out. Say, God, how do you keep together a marriage? I don't know. God, how do you raise a family? I don't know. Hey, Kevin, can you dig a ditch? Yes, sir, amen. Thank God, all I know is he made it real simple for me. And he made it real simple for you. And the simplicity is what makes it great. You just do what God said to do and leave the rest up to him, amen. Dig a ditch, whether you know anything. Dig a ditch, whether you feel anything. Dig a ditch, thank God, whether you see anything. I want you to listen to me. Whenever you get this dig a ditch, thank God, whether you hear anything. I thought I'm glad they some folks, they get to hear the sound of rain. Some folks, Elijah's up on Mount Carmel, he said he heard the sound of abundance of rain. But sometimes you don't get to see nothing. You don't get to feel nothing. You don't get to hear nothing. And you don't get to know nothing. Amen. And you say, what do I do then? You keep being faithful to what God said to do. Amen. Oh, listen. It ain't always about feelings. I'm going to tell you this. Amen. Whoever said that, listen. Praise God. He's my friend. Wally, I don't know what his first words is. His second words is right. And I'm not sure why he knows it's right. And it seems like a lot of other folks don't. Oh, listen. Say, preacher, how do I dig a ditch? Just what Jordan said. There is a rhythm to this thing. And or you can wear yourself out with it. Could I tell you this? Listen to me. You don't have to tell anybody if you've been digging ditches. It'll show up on you. You come in, you start shaking hands,
You can figure out what people do for a living. I'm just, Lord help me. And I want you to know when it comes to this thing about the Lord, Tammy, where's Tammy at? Tammy told me a story one time, and since she told it to me, it's been years ago, but ever since you told this to me, you may not even remember it, but I remember it, and that's all that matters. But ever since you told me this, it left such an impression on my heart that I made a purpose in my heart that day that I'd have the same story to tell later. Tammy and Kyle used to flip houses. I don't know, they may still do. I know they build them. But she said this about a house they flipped. They said they went in there to the place, and they pulled back the carpet where the preacher is. The preacher's house, best I remember. She can correct the story if I'm wrong. But went to the house where it's, I'm going to say it's at least a faithful child of God. How's that? Said they got in there to that place where he prayed. So when they got in that place where he prayed, where his knees went on the ground every single time that he had wore out hollowed places in that little, in that subfloor. Is that right? Is that not right? Said they pulled that back and they said there's two little hollow places where that fella had went day after. Listen, could I tell you this? He did not hollow out those places kneeling one time in prayer. But he kept going back and digging ditch after ditch. You say, preacher, he was praying. He was digging ditches. Amen. He was going to a place where he was in a valley and he was getting lower and he was going deeper and he was asking God to help more. And my friend, listen, he was digging a ditch. Amen. There's a rhythm to it. You say, preacher, I don't know how to do it. I think I'd just start. Listen, you say, brother, I've got some of these young families, Nate, Kaylee. I've talked with Nate. I've talked with Kaylee. Listen, I understand not every family has had a family come before them that they can watch, figure out how to dig ditches. Hey, Rodney, thank God. I'm going to say this to you. Rodney came in here today. He said, preacher, he said, I got six pair of post hole diggers. And I said, well, thank God, that means there'll be somebody who can use them who ain't never had a pair. Amen. I'm telling you this, I'm just trying to get a point across to you. And if you'll just start somewhere, Nate, Kaylee, start somewhere. Start reading. Listen, when you're reading Wally books and you're trying to tell him about the Lord, come here, you can come preach with me for a minute. Amen. Thank God. When they are reading little Wally books and they're telling him about everything in the whole world, maybe start reading him about Noah and how Noah got up there and how Noah didn't feel nothing and how Noah didn't see nothing and how Noah didn't know nothing. And yet day after day, he just kept right on building. Amen. It is amazing to me how that little Wally doesn't seem to mind loud preaching. But it seems like when folks get older, they tell me about how much they don't like it. I'll tell you this, it's probably a matter of the heart and less a matter of the head. Amen. I'm saying dig some ditches. Amen. Hey, get out there. Somebody's got to teach him how to pray. Amen. Somebody's got to, some of y'all knew how to do them. Know how to, they knew how to use them. I promise you, they knew how to grab a hold of these things right here. They watched their mom and dad do it. But somewhere along the way, they got too good for post hole diggers. They'll say, man, that praying and that worshiping, that was good for them. But it ain't too much for us. Oh, listen, what do you reckon is going to happen if folks quit digging ditches in the church? Let me ask you this. How many people's responsibility is it to dig a ditch? Is it mine? I mean, is it the preacher? Man, the preacher didn't have it today. Pray for Brother Kevin. is tired today. Gets lonely sometimes digging ditches by yourself. So, reckon why? I'm telling you this. Don't nobody get hurt at me. I'm not asking Beth Williams to help me dig ditches. I'm asking Donnie Williams to. I'm not asking Misty Voles to help me dig ditches. I'm asking Kim to. I'm not asking Sheila Jones to help me dig ditches. I'm asking Jerry to. I'm not asking Tammy to help me dig ditches. I'm asking Kyle to. Is that all right? Hey, I'm not asking Michaela to help me dig ditches. I'm asking Isaiah to. Where's the men? I want to grab a hold of these. Just start digging ditches. I've got to finish this. This pair right here, I'm certain of this. This is the heaviest pair up there. And if you're going to dig ditches with this, you've probably dug a lot of ditches before. I would say that head has wore out a bunch of handles. The handles may swap in and out. There's still a lot of good ditch digging in that. Keep witnessing. Keep praying. Keep singing. Keep shouting. Keep teaching. Keep preaching. Keep serving. Listen, I'm talking about keep doing what you've been doing, digging ditches. I'm going to be done. I want you to watch this. The word was declared. The work was demanded. Here's the last point. The wonder was delivered. It's an amazing thing to me. There's out there digging ditches. Now you can't make this up, Brother Bill. Only a holy God could put this the way he did in the Bible. Moab gets up, and Moab says, we're going to go and kill them. And they go, and from Israel's side, they see water. And from Moab's side, they see blood. I wish I had a Sunday school teacher that was teaching about the water and the blood. Hallelujah. Don't miss this, thank God. Them old Moabites, they came out and they looked at the ditch. And they said, it looks like blood. It looks like it's a place of defeat. And God said, come on, big boys, I've set a trap for you. While there's a digging a ditch that they thought was just going to satisfy them for a little bit of time, God was setting a trap for the enemy. You know what happens when we bring our causes and our cures and all of our trials and tribulations to the Lord? Thank God we're digging ditches that only God can do something with. They come flying up there to pray, or to come flying up there to fight. When they get up there, the Lord says, hey, this is what he literally says. He said, this is light work for me to put these ditches and fill them full of water. But the same thing that's victory to us is defeat to them. I want you to watch this. I'm done. I'm giving him back. But I want you to listen to me real carefully, will you, for just stay tuned for just a minute longer. I want you to watch what they've done. God says this. This is verse 18. He said, and this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He'll deliver the Moabites into your hand. And then I want you to watch verse 19 very carefully. Verse 19, he says, you're going to smite every fenced city. That means they're going to tear down the strongholds. The next thing he says, as he says, in every choice city. And he said, you're going to fell every good tree. They're going to cut down the fruit trees. The next thing he says, you're going to stop all the wells of water. And the last thing it says, you're going to mar every good piece of land with stones. What he's literally saying is by the time you get done, I want you to make that land so inhospitable that the enemy don't even want it no more. You know what ought to happen in the house of God? We ought to come in here and there ought to be so much God in this place that the enemy never does feel comfortable in here. And I'm afraid in our day that there are so few ditches, so few water, that folks come in and out, and the enemy feels comfortable, and the saints feel comfortable, and the only person that's uncomfortable is the Holy Ghost of God. I'm asking you this. I don't know where you're at. I've cleared my heart. Stand to your feet. I'm done. I'm done preaching. You can keep fighting the fight the same way you've always been fighting it.